More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Throughout Idaho flows more than 100,000 miles of river. It's a resource that helps shape our economy, our communities, and most recently, the latest exhibit at the Sun Valley Museum of Art, where artists are sharing their experiences with some of the state's most important waterways. So joining us now to talk more are Courtney Gilbert, Assistant Director and Curator at Sun Valley Museum of Art, as well as artists Aaron Cordell Johnson and Jill Lear. And Courtney, I want to start the conversation with you. Where did the idea for this exhibit come from?
Hi. Yeah, well, we, for a couple of years, our executive director, Jennifer Wells Green, and I have been talking about ways that we might better serve Idaho artists in, through our exhibitions and our programs. And we decided that a juried exhibition would be a great opportunity to kind of give artists from all over the state the chance to share their work here in our museum with our community. And we wanted to, we looked for a theme that we felt could really unify the show and offer some coherence, because we knew we'd be getting work from artists in a wide range of styles and mediums. And we kind of landed on rivers as one of the things that I think everybody in this state loves and one of the reasons so many of us live here.
Courtney, you used the term a juried exhibition. For those of us who might not be familiar with that term, can you tell us what that actually means?
Sure. Yeah. So we invited the director of the Nora Eccles Harrison Museum in Logan, Utah, at Utah State University. Her name is Katie Lee Coven, to jury the exhibition. So what that means is we put out a big call to artists through a whole bunch of different channels, inviting them to submit artwork to the show. And then Katie went through all of the submissions. We received over 110 and selected 33 works of art to include in the show.
And so how many submissions did you receive?
We received over 110.
Wow.
Yeah, we were really pleasantly surprised.
So then how many artists ended up being part of the current exhibition out of that 110?
33. Yeah, so we have one piece of work by each of the 33 artists in the show.
And Aaron, you're one of those artists. Your piece is really a beautiful depiction of the South Fork of the Palouse River. Can you tell us a little bit about your creative process and what drew you to this particular waterway?
Yeah, so I'm primarily a plein air painter. And so my practice as a painter is centered on the belief that like being connected to nature is like a necessary part of the human condition. And my paintings revolve a lot around that like honest passion of being outside and about color and being in a space. So I look for this idea of this long discovery of nature through frequently visiting a place. At least I return to a tree or a river or something multiple times throughout a season or multiple seasons. You know, water plays a big part of where I live. I live on in North Idaho on the Palouse, but we don't really have rivers for very long, mostly just during the spring runoff until around the 1st of July when the weather turns drier. So my painting, the South Fork of the Palouse River, it's a spot that is, the river is flowing pretty much directly east, and there's a small beaver dam just downstream where it's kind of slowed down the water, creating this lovely silky smooth surface, and it's broken up by a bunch of bright green spring grasses as they're kind of breaking through last year's dead. And I'm also a big fan of sky paintings, and I paint a lot of skies, especially for this one. I was particularly interested in finding that spring color of the sky just after the sun has set. So over the course of a few weeks, I waited for the grasses to get to the height I was interested in and for the sky to be clear. And I'd go back a couple times a week just checking on it. And then I started that painting on site and finished that one in the studio.
Mm. Jill, your piece, it's super interesting. It's multimedia using watercolor and ink and embroidery thread. And you depicted the Snake River. Can you talk to us a little bit about the inspiration behind this?
So nature is my inspiration, and normally I work with trees. And when I work with trees, it's always about a particular tree in a particular place. But for this project, what was great about this and what inspired me was that it added an element of time and distance as well as place. And it prompted me to use different materials. So following the movement of the river through line and embroidery, almost like weaving the experience onto a piece of paper of that river's journey from the headwater to the ocean. So in the end, in this piece, you have both a bird's eye view, a mapping of the river, as well as a moment by moment recording of the path the river takes.
Courtney,
Go ahead. Katie Lee Coven selected Jill's piece for the Jurors Award for the exhibition. And one of the things she said about it was that she loved that it was both this bird's eye view of the snake crossing Idaho, but a really intimate experience of the river's movement through these very perfect embroidered stitches that cover a lot of the piece.
And Courtney, I need to wrap up, but can you tell folks how much longer the exhibition will be open and available to the public?
Sure. The exhibition is up actually just through this Saturday. We're open 10 to 5 and on Saturday from 11 to 4, and admission is always free.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.